Your Wedding Your Way, number 11.
Happy New Year, everybody. I hope it was a blessed holiday for you. We had a wonderful time around the house here. We've been very, very busy. My husband Steve, the host of the LifeSpring podcast, was also busy doing his Advent shows, so that added a lot more podcasting time into the schedule. But he's also been very busy this week because he's been tiling my sister's house, almost the entire bottom floor for her, and he's fixing a little niche area that she's wanted filled in for years and years since they moved in there. So he's getting it all ready for her so she can have a wonderful new downstairs. She's trying to get everything prepared for her husband, who's coming home from Djibouti, Africa in about 13 days. So we're really excited that that's all coming together, but he's been extremely busy. Anyway, how was your holiday? Did you get engaged? Did you have some fun planning your wedding? Were you helping a girlfriend who just got engaged plan her wedding? I'd love to hear it. So give me a call. Call me at 206-339-9339. Let me know what plans are taking place. And if you're too shy to call, although I would love to hear from you, give me an email. Send it to leanne.yourwedding@gmail.com. Take the art of accessorizing to the next level. Ice.com offers you a special 15% discount for Your Wedding Your Way podcast listeners. All you need to do is enter ICE, that's I-C-E at checkout, and you'll receive that 15% discount. Go check it out, ladies. Hey, exciting things are happening at Pod Show. They're going to be producing a video podcast called The Masthead with Marie Claire. There are going to be several episodes, and the first one that airs this week is a behind-the-scenes look at the magazine Marie Claire, and it's going to be hosted by Joanna Coles, the editor-in-chief of the magazine. The first episode will be covering the January issue, beauty tips on Dove lotion, and behind-the-scenes look of the CSI Crimes of Beauty shoot. You're going to learn fashion and beauty secrets from some of your very favorite models. You're also going to be seeing discussion with Ashley Judd, who is the Goodwill Ambassador for the Youth AIDS Society. She's going to be discussing a documentary on the World AIDS Day. So go on over to themasthead.podshow.com and check it out. I'm sure you'll learn lots of helpful tips and have a good time viewing the podcast. Our title today is Talk, 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 and For What? Well, lots of people would say I do a lot of talking and for what, but today we're going to be discussing premarital counseling, because counseling is a vital issue in my part to any wedding plans or to relationships before people get married. No matter what your age or your station in life, counseling can be a very, very important item. One recommendation I have, though, is to start your counseling before you actually become engaged. If you've been dating a gentleman, or you're a gentleman, you've been dating a lady for quite a while, and you're really thinking that this is going to be the one and you want to marry them, I strongly suggest that you find someone to do your counseling before you put the ring on the finger. And there's one really good reason in my eyes for that, and that's because once the ring is on the finger and you've announced to people that you're engaged and you're all excited about the wedding plans, there's a lot of pressure. And what happens if you go through counseling and you find out that it's just not a proper fit, or you begin to think that maybe I'm not ready yet? Well, if that ring is on the finger, you're going to be really pushed to go ahead and just go through with the wedding because it's the right thing to do. But if you get the counseling before you become engaged, then it's a lot easier to say, you know, we're just not suited for each other and let's take some time to date some more, or let's just back out of this and go our separate ways. So those are things to really consider. Now, lots of people don't do counseling anymore, and I think it's kind of crazy. But when you do consider counseling, be sure you find someone that you're comfortable with. Lots of people are very comfortable with a minister, or they have someone in their family that's a counselor and they would feel very comfortable going to them. But I also know lots of young couples, especially, that are kind of insecure and not really sure about discussing different things with someone that they know and love. So you might want to really give some thought into talking to people you know and finding someone that's outside your circle of friends that you could be counseled by. Now, when you go into counseling, be sure that you're truthful with one another. Don't be thinking one thing and saying another, because there's no way that a counselor can truly help you and to know if you are a proper fit if you're keeping things in. Now, I used to listen to a psychologist years ago. Her name was Dr. Toni Grant. She's probably still out there giving psychology tips somewhere in the radio world. But she always had a saying, and I believe it's her father that told her, that you always marry a stranger. And that's so true. Not that that's necessarily a bad thing, and not that it's because someone's trying to hold things back from you. It's just the nature of being married and being engaged and everything that comes with it. I dated my husband for 4 years before we were married, but there were things about him that I did not know until we were married. So that's part of the reason you want to go through the counseling, is you want to be able to get through as much of that as you can before you actually put that wedding ring on your finger. Because you need to remember that flaws only multiply and grow once we're married. Now, I don't say that to scare you away from marriage, because believe me, we just finished celebrating our 17th anniversary, and it was the most beautiful anniversary. We just had some fun time with our boys and went to dinner. And my husband gave me a beautiful diamond necklace, one that he purchased for me at ice.com, and it's very beautiful and I love it. But as you marry, when you're just dating each other, you still hold things back because you're just not sure how much you want to give out and how much you want to be totally upfront with them. And it's not that you even mean to hold things back, but it just happens. So once you marry, then some of the flaws that you were holding back, or some of the things that you weren't really just putting all out there, they see. And so I want you to think about that when you're going into counseling. I mean, when you're with each other for 24 hours a day or 8 hours a night, you see things that you never saw before. And for those of you who have been living together before you got married, which is not something I recommend, I think that there's a higher divorce rate for people who live together before they're married than those who save themselves for the one they're going to marry. I'm a very firm believer in abstinence and saving yourself. What a wonderful wedding present to give to the man or woman you're going to marry. But even if you've lived together, you still don't totally and completely open up to that person, even though you're living 24 hours a day. So just go through some counseling and really get to know each other. You also need to remember that when you're going into the counseling and the wedding and the engagement, that the key to everything is commitment. I have heard so many young couples or older couples even that say, oh, there's always divorce. If you're going into a wedding or an engagement period with the thought that there's always divorce, then might I suggest to you, you get out right now? That's not the kind of thinking that will get you through the tough times of marriage. Because while marriage is wonderful and beautiful, it is tough work. And you do have to work hard. And if you have that mindset of there's always divorce, you won't have the commitment that's required. Because it's not always beauty and bliss and glorious and sparkling and divine fun times when you're married. It's hard work. It's worth it. 100% worth it. I would not trade one minute of the time that I've had with my husband, good and bad, because we've both grown. But you've got to really work on it, and you have to be committed to the fact that we're together for life, no ifs, ands, or buts. So don't be afraid to be truthful. And if you go through the counseling and you really feel like it's just not a match, or you feel like you're too young for the marriage, or you're just not ready to settle down, then be honest with that also. Don't go into a marriage with all these mixed feelings tucked inside, thinking, I'm just not ready, I'm not sure, and I'm worried about it. Because if you have those feelings, then it's going to be really tough to make it through the hard times. Let's talk about some things that you might want to discuss when you're in counseling. You're going to go through the roles of you and your husband, the upbringing that you have both shared. How do your parents interact with each other? How do his parents interact with each other? I know that Steve and I came from completely different worlds when it came to how our parents react. And I was in a family that never raised their voice. My parents never showed anger to each other. And I'm sure they had it, and they had some tough times, but they kept it all to themselves, so we didn't see it. In fact, it's always a running joke that one time my dad rolled his eyes and said, well, your mother just has funny ideas sometimes. And I thought, oh my gosh, my parents are getting divorced because dad is upset at mom. And that's how my life was. Well, Steve's father is different, and he is very vocal in how he feels. So when we came together and married, that was kind of a little bit of a difference there. So you want to discuss those things and how you're going to interact with each other. And discuss religion. If you are part of a church or your religious upbringing is very important to you, then you need to be sure that it's very important to your future spouse. To me, it is imperative that if you are of a religious background and you hold spiritual truths to be very important in your life, that you and your future spouse share that. Because when the kids come along, it's going to really matter. You might think now, oh, it's okay, he can go to his church and I'll go to my church, or he can stay home and I'll just go to church, then we'll be fine together. But believe me, in the long run, it causes more problems than you can even begin to comprehend, especially when the children come along. And you don't want to add that stress or that strain to your marriage. So really check that out and be sure that you're of the same religious and spiritual backgrounds. Another thing you're going to want to discuss in counseling is children. How many? How soon? Who stays home with the kids when they come along? How will you raise them? Will you raise them in church? That's an important thing to consider. And I say, who stays home with them? I am strongly of the opinion that if you can't afford children, you should not have children. There's nothing more stressful and frustrating than to have little ones coming along when you have all this financial pressure. So please think and prepare yourself. Prepare your hearts. Be ready for one of you to stay home and take care of the kids until they're in school. It's so very important. The difference between kids I know who have a stay-at-home mom or dad and the ones who are left to just be shoved into a daycare is night and day. Now, I understand sometimes children come along and accidents happen and we have to both work, but I really, really hope that you will take to heart the fact that you should plan for that and plan for one of you to be home with the kids. And that's all things you need to discuss before the marriage comes along. Because if it's important to you that one of you stay home and it's not important to the other spouse, then there's going to be that frustration, those hard feelings, all those different issues that come up when the children come along. Another thing that you'll want to discuss is sex. Now, everybody kind of titters and laughs when we think about discussing sex, but it's very important that you really have some time with someone who has some experience in counseling to discuss sex. You need to take into consideration, what do you each consider normal? How many times a week? How many times a day? How many times a month? What works for you? What do you feel comfortable with? What do you think is going to be the normal for you? You also need to talk about how free your style is going to be. There are several things that you want to consider and several things you want to discuss, because you don't want to get into your wedding night and have all kinds of things come out or fears on the part of one of you as to how to handle the sexual behavior and intimacy that's going to happen between you. Now, those are just a few topics that you're going to discuss when you're in counseling, and I highly suggest that you read a lot of books on marriage while you're engaged and even while you're dating. Get to know what you think is going to make a good marriage. That way you can choose a good man to be a good husband or a good woman to be a good wife. Some of the books I suggest, I'm just going to kind of go through a list here. There are countless others that are really good, but these are ones that I've had knowledge of by either reading or going through studies on them. So I think they can be very helpful for you. One is Before You Say I Do by H. Norman Wright and Wes Roberts. And then there are several books by Gary Smalley. One is Hidden Keys to a Lasting and Loving Relationship, or If Only He Knew, What No Woman Can Resist. That's a great one for you guys to try and get an inside count on our heads, because we can be difficult to figure out some days, and I know that, and I'm so sorry. How about How to Become Your Husband's Best Friend? That's also by Gary Smalley. There's another one that I recommend, and I'm sure many of you have heard of it. It's called The Proper Care and Feeding of Husbands by Dr. Laura Schlesinger. That'll give you a completely different spin and outlook on being a wife and taking care of your husband. Things you don't really hear in the normal world today. It's kind of against the grain to want to be a good wife. They think that men should take care of them and they shouldn't have to go out of their way to give to men. And I think that's just absolutely crazy and ridiculous. And I love nothing more than serving my husband. It's wonderful. And not serving him as in he gets out the whip and makes me do things, but I serve him because I want to, because it's out of a heart of love. A couple more that I suggest are Fascinating Womanhood by Helen Adlin. And this is an older book, but it is still in print. And there's another one called Man of Steel and Velvet by Aubrey Adlin. The first one is, of course, for the women to learn how to be proper women and just to give forth all of the sweetness and beauty that a woman can project. And Man of Steel and Velvet gives men a really good outlook and a different look on what women truly need in a man, because they don't get that from the world out there now. A couple other books that you might want to think about, these are dealing with the sexual intimacy side. The Act of Marriage, The Beauty of Sexual Love by Tim LaHaye, or there's another one, Romantic Lovers, The Intimate Marriage by David Hawking. These are really excellent books, and they might be something that open your eyes to a new way of thinking or to a different approach to life and marriage and love together. The one book, The Hidden Keys to Marriage by Dr. Gary Smalley, that's also in a tape series or a video series, so that might be something you might want to consider. It gives you a lot of interesting thoughts. If you have trouble really being able to just sit down and read, you might really like to go through that, even do it together. It's a real good experience. Before I wrap it up, I wanted to say, did you guys go over to DestinationFlavor.com and check out the Splenda Flavor Blends for your coffee? They transform your coffee, you know. And you can call at 206-600-4554 and let me know what you think of them. French vanilla, hazelnut, mocha. They're all delicious. So give it a try and give me a call. Well, until we talk again, may this day and all to come be blessed by God's love. Goodbye.
This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.